the nation's number one radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. The Nigerian youth, you're welcome to the show this morning. On Saturday was International Youth Day. On the 17th of December 1999, in its resolution, the United Nations General Assembly endorsed the recommendation made by the World Conference of Ministers Responsible for Youth that 12th of August should be declared International Youth Day. Now, this year's own happened on the weekend, so yeah, we're going to have that conversation this morning with the Nigerian young people. The theme of this year's International Youth Day is Green Skills for Youth Towards a Sustainable World. If we have time, we'll get to that theme, but we have more pressing areas to discuss before we get to the green this morning. Now, pressing the issues because Nigerian youths, as you may know, form the larger part of the country's population. It is estimated that 60% of Nigeria's population is under the age of 25, making it the youngest country in Africa. Unemployment rate, on the other hand, has been projected to hit to around 40.6%. by the end of this year, 2023. In fact, the World Bank, in a report, stated that 74% global growth of youth population aged between 8 and 23 will be majorly in Nigeria and 9 other countries by 2035. Essentially, the World Bank is saying Nigerian youths would most likely dominate the world by 2035. My question is, how ready, how prepared are the youths? I mean, look, if we're talking about 2025 from now, it's not far, but I'm guessing that most of us right now listening to the show may be getting out of that youth age by that time. So we're essentially looking at those youths of today and the youths of Nigeria that will dominate the future. Well, that have been projected to dominate the future. It's a projection, so let's not get ahead of ourselves that they will dominate. That's been projected to dominate the world by 2035. Look at our school level, our primary school level, our secondary school level. Do you see these children playing major role in global discourse, entrepreneurship, leadership, anywhere in the world by 2035? Is that inspiring, what you're seeing right now on the streets, in your home, in schools? Are you moved by any of these things? I'm expecting some Nigerian youths on virtually to join me on the show. Now, if you're a young person and you're listening to this conversation, I'd like to get your thoughts on some issues. First is that, what role do you think the Nigerian youths can or are playing right now or can play to make the country a better one? And from what you personally have experienced, you're a young person, yeah? Maybe you are employed, maybe you're not. I'd like to get your thoughts on what do you think, because I've heard this a lot, the Nigerian young people are the country's asset and all of that. Do you believe, deeply, deeply believe that the Nigerian young people are assets or burden? It's a frank and honest question, and I'd like to get that thought from the Nigerian youth. If you're an adult, let's leave the telephone lines for the young people, please. This is their conversation. I'm going to plead with you to please leave the telephone lines for the young people. They are the ones that I want to talk to this morning, okay? 0700 993 993 993. and 01465-7190. Those are the telephone lines that we're working with, okay? As soon as we have them join us virtually, we'll bring them on the radio and then we'll have that conversation. Now, if you're a young person, you're self-employed, I mean, you could come into the conversation from what you're going through as a self-employed young person. If you're unemployed, you could come into the conversation, you know, through what you're going through as an unemployed young person. If you're employed, underemployed, you can talk to me as well as to, you know, why you think this is youths are they're supposed. Yeah, let me not give you ideas. Sunday is joining us already. Let's speak with Sunday. Sunday is in Ikeja. Hi, Sunday. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sharif.
Morning to you. I'm good.
Yeah, great topic right now. You know, I'll just say something very frankly. Unfortunately, the people whom this topic is targeted to don't listen to intelligent programs like this, unfortunately.
Oh.
And I really don't know how you're going to reach them. Because if you have sampled most of your listeners, you would see that most of your listeners, you know, are not those young ones that you're talking to right now. And they are, just to answer your question, we, the youth, are people who should be running things. Let me just use, you know, local language right now. But unfortunately, they are being distracted by trivial and mundane things. Intelligent conversations like this are happening, and you will not see the youth. They're not bothered about things like this. So how will they take over the world in future? That's the question. How will they do that? They have the capacity, they have the energy, they have everything, but how will they do that when they would not partake in nation building, in intelligent conversations, in civil, you know, all the civil obligations that they are meant to do? I don't want to mention some kind of shows that they are bothered with, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I do.
I the do. Youth are not bothered. So I'm just wondering how this, you know, set of people who are supposed to take over the world in future, how they would do that. We know that there are some smart ones among us who are into tech and who are breaking ground in tech and other things.
Yeah.
But these are just the minute of the percentage. The greater percentage of the youth are out there loafing around pursuing mundane things. And that is what has gotten us to this point. I don't want to derail the conversation.
Right. Thank you.
Point I just want to make.
Thank you for sharing your thought. Ade, please do not call our Skype. Ade, if you're listening to me, please do not call our Skype because we're using the same system to bring in our youths on the show. We have about four or five of them already, you know, queued up to talk to us on our conversation this morning. Please, if and any other person who would like to join via Skype, please do not call Skype because we got people on Zoom already that are here. So, guys, please give me a moment. Let me speak with Mark. Mark is already here, so we're going to bring in Mark on the show, and then I'll come to you guys, you know, on the Zoom. Good morning to you, Mark.
Hello, good morning, Sherif.
Morning to you.
Yeah, just going straight to the point, right?
Yeah.
These projections are made based on... These projections are made based on the current way Nigerian youth are hustling and surviving the current realities. You know, that's quite difficult that an average Nigerian youth face.
Mm-hmm.
We still have Nigerians who are making grounds, who have breaking through, even in science.
Oh, I'm really sorry.
Doing well with the world governance. With the good governance.
Yeah. Oh, I'm really sorry. I'm going to have to discontinue with that call. Please bear with me, okay? Please bear with me. Please bear with me. I'm not sure if we're ready yet. I'm seeing a lot of activity here on my screen, so I'm not exactly sure if we're ready for this. Guys, can you hear me on Zoom? Ato Abasi, can you hear me? Can anybody hear me?
Yes. Yes, we can hear you.
Fantastic.
Yes, we can hear you.
Fantastic. Yes. Let's take this one after the other, guys. Let's introduce ourselves so we can get into the conversation fully. Let's start with... I don't know your names, so let's just take it one after the other, okay? Emeka, go on. Let's start with Emeka first. Emeka.
Okay, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
All right, so I will take it from your question. You asked if Nigerian youth is an asset or a burden.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually want to, it depends on what we make out of it.
Okay.
Remember, I've always been an advocate that there is a thin line between patience and waste of time. So to answer your question, Nigerian asset will be whatever the nation wants the youth to be.
Mm.
If the youth are being channeled very well, we become an asset to the nation.
Okay.
But if our future is being derailed as is currently with current circumstances, definitely it will be a burden because it will actually consume the nation. Okay. Yes, that is what it is. We should not shy away from it.
Mm.
Because when you lay the good foundation for someone, definitely the person grows and then takes from it, just like the good book said.
Essentially, Emeka, you're saying that the country, you know, is not helping the youth achieve their potential, essentially.
Definitely. What exactly can you point to today that you can say that the country has kept in store for the youth to take on from?
Hmm.
What exactly? Let me point to one or two.
Hmm.
As you can see, currently there is where I am now. You can see there is no power.
No power.
I do not need to pretend to go and stay where there is light and you expect that it is rosy. No. Mm. I decided to keep it the way it is so that it will be what it is, whoever is seeing it. So there is no power where I am now.
Emeka, let me quickly speak with Farouk. Farouk, what do you think? Do you agree with Emeka? Because some have said that, look, regardless of what the country is giving out to the Nigerian young people, Nigerian young people are actually making the best out of the situation. Do you agree with that notion, though?
Yeah, I agree, honestly, because I feel that currently now, youths are just striving. They are trying their best to survive. We don't have a lot of social amenities. You know, easy equipment that can foster our abilities. We don't have that, but yet we still have youth outside still trying to, you know, survive, still trying to make it work, you know, at their own best. And we feel that, you know, to be honest, country, apparently right now, I feel that it's just so difficult for the youth to make it, because you know, when you look at people trying to even learn these handworks, you feel that the struggles they pass through in learning it, you know, is not advisable. It's not okay.
Mm.
You look at the education aspect also. Look at our classes. Look at our budget for education.
Right.
It's not okay. Mm. To be honest.
Mm. Adebola, I'm going to bring you in right now. Farouk, thank you for sharing your thought. What's your how do you think the young people perceive governance in Nigeria? What's your own understanding of it?
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having me, Mr. Sharif. So, the perspective of governance from the youth angle, I think the youth are not even involved in politics enough.
Hmm.
Like we leave it. Okay, funny enough, for the past 2 years, I've been actively involved in politics. Like, I just want to know what's going on in depth.
Mm.
And I got to know that the youth are not the deciding factor. Like, let me give you a straight example.
Okay.
The people who decide who we vote for are not the youth. They are the market sellers, the same touts we claim. Those are the ones who attend world meetings.
Mm.
Those are the ones who attend, who become people who vote for during primaries to choose who we're going to vote for during election. That's where the issue is. If we don't get involved, even picking those who will represent us, even for the election, it is the people those people pick that we have to pick from during the election. Imagine if you and I are very prominent in a political party, let's say PDP, for instance, and we were there and we said, no, we're collecting no bribe from anybody and we're going to vote Obi for our as a candidate during the primaries.
Yeah.
Do you think Obi won't stand a chance, a very large, wide margin for the presidential election, it wouldn't even be a case of court or judiciary.
Mm.
But because we have left it, we claim we don't have that time,
mm.
and we allow those who have the time to decide who they want, then we just pick from their own choice.
Mm.
Not from our own choice.
Mm. Adebola, hold your thought. Let me just go straight to Murtala on what you have said, you know, about the youth not really involved. Murtala, quite a number of people would say that this past election, the youth actually, you know, got involved more than ever before. Do you share the sentiment?
Yes, I share the same sentiment. The youth got involved, but from the last speaker's opinion, what I could say is this. What they use the youth for is this. Most of those politicians are play the actual politics in depth.
Right.
What capitalize on is this. They go after the derailed youth.
Mm. Mm.
They use them as an element of destruction. Why they sideline the knowledgeable youths, the youths that are supposed to actually get involved in a moral way to develop the country.
Mm.
And they know the youths. One of the major factors is this. They know that, okay, the actual youths of Nigeria, I mean the non-derived ones, they are a threat to them. The non-derived are a very big threat to them.
Okay.
So they will find all possible means not to get us involved enough as we want.
Mm.
They want to sideline us. But at the same time, there are some certain numbers of derived youth that they capitalize on and they use them as weapons.
Mm. Mm.
So that is what I could say about this.
Murtala, thank you for sharing your thought. If you're just tuning in, you're welcome. We're having this conversation with six Nigerian young people on the show this morning, and we're talking about the Nigerian youths and Nigeria as a country, whether Nigeria is being fair to them. I will hit that nail on the head, but we need to just step aside right now to take a break. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me. Please stay online, because we need to step aside right now for this short break. When we return, we'll talk to the remaining of our guests on the show this morning, and then we'll take a few calls from the young people who are also calling us to share their thought. Has Nigeria been fair to the young people? It is 8:46 from our time here on Nigeria Info's Morning Crossfire. Our main conversation about Nigerian youths and their prospects about to dominate the world. Hopefully by 2035, that's what the World Bank said. That would happen, may never happen. That's our conversation this morning. And I've got great people here virtually joining us on the show this morning. Gentlemen, thank you again for giving us your time this morning to be a part of this conversation, right? Okay, so we're gonna go straight into talking about the Nigerian young people and drugs. I know it's a very tough conversation, but I'm gonna go to those that we've not spoken to, then we'll now, if we have enough time, then we'll come back to those that we've spoken to. Let me speak with you, Abasi. The Nigerian young people, young persons and drugs, does this scare you, or we're just exaggerating the prevalence of drug abuse amongst the Nigerian young people, both male and female alike?
All right. Good morning, Sheriff. And good morning to my fellow youth. All right. So Nigerian youth drugs, to me, I think it's becoming really scary. So before, we were taking it to be more like a mere thing or something that will come off just like that. But at this point, I think it's something we really need to pay close attention to.
Mm.
Let's take, for instance, every day we see a new, should I call it invention, on how drug has been abused.
All kinds of videos, all kinds of names of drugs.
Exactly. And then you wonder how they came up with this. So I think the only way we can curb this is if the government agency in charge of drugs...
NDLEA,
putting more efforts. Mm. I can say for sure that most of this drug of them actually no routes in which they go about with moving drugs. Mm. But I think most agency also turn on blind eyes.
Mm.
If I need to be completely honest, because I've had a conversation with someone and then the person attests to the fact that, yes, most agencies turn on blind eyes, and which is why we have so much drug cases on ground. If it was something we need to cope completely, it would have been very, very possible and it would be achievable.
Let me quickly talk to Opelua. Opelua, look, Nigerian young people, drug addiction, all kinds of names, designer drugs every now and again. And I've heard situations whereby people say you can't blame them, it's because they're idle. That's why they've taken to drugs. And you see, you know, those that are not idle as well, they are celebrity icons, so to speak. They display, you know, whatever it is that they display. And some have said, look, the young people are not dumb. They want to do it, that's why they are doing it. But that's not the focus of my question is, how can we address this problem, Opelua? How can we do this?
Sherry, good morning. Good morning to everyone listening in. Like we all know, Nigeria's population is predominantly dominated by youths. And the best way that I feel we can actually address this is simple. We need to work, the NOI now, that's the orientation agency. They actually need to do more on this awareness campaign. Because almost every street you go through these days, what you actually be seeing is when one small kiosk, and the next thing is, let me just use what they usually say in Yoruba, one alagbo corner now. Mm. And in that corner, what they're actually doing is taking drugs. Mm. And even to my greatest surprise, there was one particular day I was passing around my route, and I was able to see a very young girl. I think this girl should be about 9 or 10. It was actually very late in the night, just sitting in one corner and taking a sip of all this and was just misbehaving. Hmm. And for me, these are some of those things that we need to do more with. That's our agency now, the NOM. Is it National Orientation Agency? They need to actually do more. We need more jingles, because once we have this more awareness, I'm very sure some of these things will actually reduce. Because most times, like we all know too, if we have a larger percentage of youths on ground and we can actually pull a force, then that means we need to do much more better than we are actually doing at this point. The NOA are not really doing anything, as I can say for now. So I think this will actually reduce the peer pressure and maybe one of the things that they want to also explore. So I think those are just of those avenues we need to work on.
Thank you for sharing your thought. But we need to wrap up right now. I'm going to end it from where we started from, and that's Emeka. Emeka, one question for you: has Nigeria been fair to her youth?
Thank you, Sheriff. Nigeria hasn't been fair to our youth. We need to be blunt about it, because how can I attest that Nigeria has been fair?
Emeka, thank you for the answer, gentlemen. Do you agree with Emeka, or do we have a different opinion here from anybody?
Nigeria has been fair, I would say.
Hasn't been fair.
let's end it here, guys. Let's end it here. Thank you. Thank you so much, all of you. Thank you for being a part of the show this morning. I appreciate your time, guys. Thank you. We need to go now. We're out of time.